I start watching the Bollywood movies, like with Shah Rukh Khan. So I saw in an interview, and in one question, are you a Muslim? And he said, yes, I am a Muslim. So there I start questioning, what is that a Muslim? I did my research, Muslim, what is that? I never believed that Jesus was a part of that Trinity. When I was that time serving the church, I didn't like so many things about it. I didn't like that we had really like little kids had to go to every single person to ask the money. I didn't like that they drink the wine. When I was so little, I didn't hear never about Islam. In Morocco, I met my husband. I started talking to him, so he started crushing me about Christianity. I didn't know the answers really. So he started giving me the answers. And I also start searching more about Islam because he told me about Islam and it made so much sense. I just asked why we are here and he gave me the perfect answer.
Assalamu alaikum, Sister Mustama. Thank you so much for accepting our invitation. As a Tarnut passenger, we are happy to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really happy to be here with you.
So, I want to start with, who is Mustama? Can you tell us briefly about your life?
I was born in Portugal. I came to Luxembourg very, very little. I grew as a Christian, a Catholic. And then I was a really like adventurous person. I did many, many things as in my youth. And then I meet Islam and I became Muslim, alhamdulillah. And then it completely changed my life, alhamdulillah.
How was your life in regards to faith? Did you have any faith before?
It was not really strict, you know, in Christianity. We were practicing Catholicism. We went to a church every Saturday and Sunday, and we helped there the church. So yeah, I was practicing, and also in school, I had also in school Christianity. So there in school, it was the best because they always told us a lot about little stories about all the other prophets, because my mom, she didn't really told us about other prophets. So there in school, we got to know Musa alayhi salam and all the other stories about the prophets. Yeah, that was something really good. I never believed that Jesus was a part of that Trinity, or I didn't even know what was really Trinity. What I was thinking, it's like Allah is one, like God, it was one. And then Jesus was a good man who came to teach about Christianity, about what Allah wanted. This was all what I knew.
What was the thing that made you question your beliefs? Was it an event or a thought? And when was it?
So actually, when I was that time serving the church, I didn't like so many things about it. I didn't like that we had really like little kids had to go to every single person to ask the money. I didn't like that they drink the wine there in the church, the priest. I don't want to go anymore. And it doesn't really, I can do it by my own at home. So I start practicing Christianity at home. I start praying by myself at home.
As Eternal Passenger, we need your support. We are an organization of women volunteers who aim to spread the message of Islam all over the world. Our videos have helped thousands of people change their lives, convert to Islam, give up haram, start praying, wear hijab, learn to read the Quran. By donating through the thanks button and becoming a member of this family by clicking the join button, you can have your share in all these good deeds. Donate to Eternal Passenger.
Why did you decide to stop going to church?
That I didn't like about the drinking alcohol, because also my family and also all the people around drink alcohol. And this was something as little I didn't like it at all. I never liked that people drink alcohol. I never drink alcohol. It was all the time something that it really makes me angry, really, because I saw the effect of alcohol on people. So I didn't understood why those priests, they were drinking wine there in the church. And this was really, really bad in my heart that I didn't like it at all. And then they say that alcohol, that wine, was the blood of Jesus. And I didn't like that at all. I could not understand that alcohol has that effect on the body of a person, that it makes you like not good. And that in the same time is Jesus' blood. So for me, it was really like something, Jesus, not good at all for me. I felt so much better to do that. I even start writing letters to God. So it was really a connection that I built at home for myself. And with the creator.
What was your view of Islam back then? Did you have any prejudices?
Like when I was so little, I didn't hear never about Islam. After when I was like, I think 10 or 11, I start watching the Bollywood movies, like with Shah Rukh Khan and like these things. So I saw in an interview, the one who was doing the interview, he asked Shah Rukh Khan, are you a Muslim? And he said, yes, I am a Muslim. So there I start questioning, what is that a Muslim? What is this? So when I went to school, there was 1 hour where we can be on the computer and search for anything and print whatever we wanted. So I did my research, Muslim, what is that? You know, so I went that and then I saw religion, Islam. And I was like, what is this, you know?
Can you tell us about the movies or series that influenced your decision? What caught your attention in this context?
Like when I was little, with 10, 11, I was watching a lot of Indian movies. After, I was not really a person when I grew, and I was not really a person of movies or series, because I really was an active person. I did a lot of things in a day. I have a brother, a younger brother, and we always talked so much. And what we talked about was why we are here, why this all is so beautiful, this nature, these fruits, vegetables, this all around us, you know. So this was the question that it was all the time in my head. Even if I had my day full with stuff to do, I was thinking it will come a day where it will appear in my life why we are here. I was trying to figure it out. I didn't know how to do that. I didn't know how I will know these things. And this is all what I asked my brother. He's younger, but he was giving me answers about these things. I was planning my life on doing so many things, okay? But he would stop me. And by asking me, did you think about why this universe is like that? Why we have a moon, a sun? Why we have all of these things? And why we live? Why we breathe? Why we have to breathe? Why all these things? Why we have to drink? All these kind of things. And me, I was like, yeah, why? He actually made me realize all these little details of life. Why all these necessary things that we have in life? We have to put our feet in the grass, so we feel why we are like the real us, and not just think like we have to do things and occupy or time with nothing actually. So this was our time together, what we talked about, like that thing.
How did your journey continue?
I went to travel, like I did a trip to Morocco, because I have been in so many places alone. I traveled to America, to Indonesia, to so many places alone. So there in Morocco, I met my husband. And there it came really, I started talking to him and he was asking me like directly question. What do you believe? I start saying what I believe. I believe in God. I am a Christian, but I don't really practice anymore. So he started crushing me about Christianity. And I didn't know the answers really. So he started giving me the answers. I start searching more about Christianity. And I also start searching more about Islam, because he told me about Islam and it made so much sense. And I was like, it was really easy to understand. And me, when he starts saying about Trinity, I was like, what is this Trinity? Start explaining me what is Trinity, even without no clear answer really. Because, you know, we don't know really how to explain Trinity. It doesn't really make sense, that Trinity. And it's my belief. And I don't believe in that. And I asked him, what is God? And what is for you, what is the prophets? So I start questioning these things. And I I just asked why we are here, and he gave me the perfect answer. He said, we have to worship the one creator. And in the first time, I said, like, why? What is this worshiping one creator? I didn't really understand, but he really explained me every single detail about it. So it was really in a short time, and after we got to marry. Alhamdulillah.
How was the journey to Morocco? Why did you go to Morocco?
I wanted to visit. I wanted to see. So Morocco, I just did from north to the south, the whole thing I saw. It really was amazing for me. And then it just attached me everything with my heart. And then in the last day that I had, I was not planning to go to the south, like not really in the south, but in the middle. I was not planning to go to see that city, but I went and I meet my husband there. It was like, I don't know even why I went there. It was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Went and I said, oh, I go to do a little, like just some few hours by the beach. And that's all. I said, I did such a long trip because I was with the car and I was alone. I was driving so many hours a day. The last day I just said, you know what? I go to visit that city. I go a little bit to the beach. And there I met my husband. Subhanallah. So then when I talked to my family that I met someone, I had it to do slowly because my family was really strange for them to marry directly like this. They will never accept. And it was really hard that they accept. So it was just my mom and my sister who came to Morocco to accept this. But my father actually even didn't really said no or yes.
How did you decide to take Shahada?
Before marriage, that I start knowing so much about Islam. I feel good with Islam. I really like Islam and I really want to be a Muslim, you know? So he said, let's talk more about Islam that you really know. And I was really confident. I was like, really? No, I really understand Islam. The principle, the basic of Islam, I really understand. I really agree. I really love it. It was perfect. So I said, you know what? I want to take my Shahada before we marry. So when I became Muslim, it was a really, my heart became pure as I do. I felt really like something, all the bad things, it went away. All the things, because Allah say, when you become a Muslim, all your, everything washed away. You are new. You are like a baby, newborn baby.
How did you feel when you took Shahada? Could you please describe that moment in detail for us?
You know, when my husband said, okay, are you ready? I said, okay, because why? Because sometimes I try to pray, to do the salah with my husband. Before I was Muslim, I tried to do sometimes the salah because it was giving me really a good feeling. You know, when I started doing it, I really feel like special. I really feel like, wow. And I know Allah is in front of you when you go down in sujood. So I really was like, ah. This is the closest thing that I ever was with my faith. All the things I learned because I wanted to know how to pray. So when I took, the moment that I took my Shahada, it was after a prayer that we did. And then we sit there and I was like, okay, I'm ready. I'm ready to do that. And then he said, okay, we will do. And then when he just said in Arabic and me, I after repeated, I was like, wow, alhamdulillah.
How did you feel at the first time you heard Azan?
When I went back to Morocco, I went to the Friday prayer. This was my first time in a Muslim country to go to a Friday prayer. And in the mosque, I could not stop crying. You know when I heard, La ilaha illallah, I was like, wow, my heart, it vibrated. Like, I cannot explain. And I start like feeling all over my body, every part. When it comes to Muhammad Rasulullah, I start crying so much. So much. Why? You know, I all the time in the beginning when I start being Muslim, I questioned so many times, why Muhammad? I see Muslims, he's so special for Muslims. When you got to know more, when you read and when you do your research, you understand the value of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the eyes of a Muslim. And this, until now, all the time, when I hear the Prophet's name, Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it makes my heart like burn.
What inspired you the most about Islam?
First of all, I tried to understand what is really Allah, what Allah is. So this gave me really something that I fear to be in front of Allah and to not do what he say. This is something that it stayed really in my heart. And when you have a fear of Allah, to be in front of Allah, and you didn't accomplish stuff that he said, it's you have to do it. Then if you have this in your heart, you will start changing rapidly. You will start changing your life to be the best version that you can, that you meet Allah in a good way or in a way that Allah will love you, inshallah. So this was what it gave me, the thing that I can change. I can change it, I can do it, because I love how Allah gives us an easy way to live in this earth.
How did your family and the people around you react to your conversion to Islam?
I was not afraid of nobody and nothing. When I took my shahada, I said to her, I said, you know what, mom, I took my shahada and I am a Muslim. But she didn't really accept that. I was thinking she will be more easy on this, but no. She was really sad. And then I also told her that I will wear hijab, and I talked to her about everything. Huh? So she was really afraid because I came with everything about her shoulders, you know, and she didn't understand nothing. So that's why she was really afraid. She was really concerned about me. She didn't know how to be with me. She didn't know what to say. She tried to ask me things that I was like, mom, why are you asking me this? I didn't change nothing. I am your daughter still. And I am like, I will try to tell you what is Islam. She said, I don't want to hear. Because after 6 months or more, 9 months or something, it was Christmas. Christmas for my mom is that the whole family is together. That's the only thing what is about Christmas for my mom. So I said, mom, I cannot come for Christmas. And I tried to explain to her that I was trying to explain from what it comes this Christmas, what it came after, that this is a paganism day, that the church took it. And she didn't understand at all. She said, no. This is nothing about Christmas. Christmas is about family. I will try to explain to you more about that. Why I cannot. My dad, he just said, you are being forced. I know this. You are being forced. And I was like, no, that I'm not being forced. He said, I don't believe in nothing. He's really stubborn. Like I say always, his head is like a rock. And this is also me a little bit like him. And when I tried to explain what this Islam, he didn't want to know.
How did their reaction change?
Time by time, explaining and see my attitudes, see my things, what I do. Because before I became Muslim, I didn't see the value of parents. I didn't, and this is most of the European countries and the West. The West is like, you don't value so much the parents. How they have to be, how is the value of the parents? How is them teach us? What is parents or mother or father? And I start telling them, what is parents in Islam? What is the value because I talked a lot with my mother. I said, mother, you know, mom, you know about this and this in Islam. You are so high, you know, yeah, when you, and I explained to her so many details, what is to be a mother. And then to my father, all the time when he come to talk me about Islam, I tried to say to him, what is the father, what is the father, what is the mother in Islam. So he tried to understand what I am trying to say and what I am as a Muslim. So there I saw that slowly they try to change, and they change a lot the view of Muslims. This is really surprising. You will be surprised about that, but he is totally against until now. He is totally against Islam. He is totally against that I have to follow Islam, and he knows so much about Islam. And he think that, and when I try to talk about Islam, and when after we end out in a fight, when he asks me something, I try to answer, but in a simple way. But my other sisters, I have two sisters. So the oldest one, she accepts really good. And she really liked to listen to me. Like in the beginning, it was hard for her that I wear the hijab. Not that I accept Islam or something, but that I wear the hijab, this was a little bit harder on her. My other sister, she is a little bit different. She say, you know what? You believe what you believe. I believe in what I believe. So she don't really want to talk about that, about faith. She also had some problems, like for example, with her little girl that she had a cancer. We try to find out what she believed, but we don't know. We don't know. It's really complicated. So for her, she just all the time stay away. And she said, look, I don't care. You just believe what you believe. I believe what I believe. You cannot say to me, what should I believe? Because I do what I want.
What advice would you give to the rework girls who also struggle to communicate with their non-Muslim parents?
I say, like, as my experience, in the beginning, I was really hesitating the situation. I really wanted that they understand. I really wanted that they understand everything in once, you know, that they accept and it's okay, you know, but it doesn't work. And first of all, we have to know who guide people and who make people understand. It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we don't have no power over nothing of this. Nothing, nothing. All this, it's under the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So your situation is just to be patient and to try to do your best to explain little by little how they feel it's okay to communicate. For example, if it's too much, don't go more, because this will lead just pressure and problems. The only thing that I really say to new Muslims, it's to enforce, to make strong your belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything, it's learning. If you learn every time more about Allah and about Islam and about the Prophet, you will be more comfortable to face situations. So the best thing is to do is to study more deeply in Islam every day, every day.
Was it hard for you to wear hijab?
For me, not at all. It was really, you know, I am a girl. If I decide to change something, I can change it really fast. In everything what I did in my life, if I see it wrong, I change it really fast. In 1 second, in tomorrow I wear it. And it was also like that. When I saw that it's obligated to wear the hijab, and what I did, it's the day that I know, I go to research why, and the day after I wear it. If the answers are clear and simple. So I wear it. For me, it was really, really easy to wear. Especially also my husband, he just encouraged me. But for me, it was really easy. The other thing is just the reactions of my family. This was the problem. But for me, and you know, sometimes I went to them homes and they just said, you know, like, oh, why you are wearing that? Come on, just take it off. And I didn't want to see them. And I went home and I was just crying. I was really in a difficult situation where this was really hard on me, especially when my mom was crying in front of me. And she said, you don't wear this, my girl. Please don't wear this, because this was really hard on me. It makes me really bad. And I was like, mom, but it's nothing bad. That she cry all the time in front of my eyes. When I see her, this was the difficult thing.
What is the verse in the Quran that has influenced you the most?
There is one verse that it always changed. In the times that I am in my life, it always changed the verses that I take and that I love, you know, in that moment. I don't know why, but it's like that. It's like that because the Quran is a guide, a guidance for us. So for me, it always changed. And now what I really love, it's a verse in An-Nur. It's the verse 39, if I am not mistaken. But those who disbelieve, their deeds are like a mirage in a lower land, which a thirsty one thinks it's water, until when it comes to it, he finds it's nothing but finds Allah before him, and he will pay him in full his due. And Allah is swift in account. So it means you are going behind things in life. You are going because you think you need these things. You think you need to go there. You need to reach that point. But then the only thing what you will find there, it's Allah in front of you with all the deeds that you did. So we think that life is long. We think that life is, it will, you know, you will have to go through, you all have to reach some points in life. But this is all a test. This is nothing but a test. So think about these details. Think about what is it when you die? What is it after when you die? Where you go after you when you die? Make all this in your head constantly, a reminder every day about that. This is my thing, what I now have all the time, and I put that as a really priority that I have always to think about this, that my life can continue.
What impressed you the most about our Prophet, peace be upon him?
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I love that we have the perfect example of life in our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How kind he was, how he dealt with situations. Subhanallah, in me, for example, I had so many different situations in my life. For example, when my second baby was born, he had problems with the circulation of blood. So and he was in an incubator for 1 month, and they didn't know why this happened, and they didn't know how to cure it. They didn't know what to do. My husband always reminded me how our Prophet dealt with so many situations, so many hard situations in his life. And this is something that I always put it in my mind, to see how our Prophet dealt with hard situations in life, the Prophet's life. Because I said to you, I wanted to know why a Muslim, he was so amazed and loved so much our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this was something that it was really, he cried for me, you know, he cried for me, and I was really amazed by that.
After witnessing what is happening in Gaza, many non-Muslims have become interested in Islam. So how do you see the future of Islam in the world?
Subhanallah, our brothers and sisters there in Gaza, they are in them faith. May Allah accept everything of them as accepting to go to Jannah. Subhanallah, them faith. You know, that's why it's no doubt that so many people question about Islam, and they are interested about Islam, because it's unbelievable that they are going through. Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar. This is amazing to see that every person in your family, they died, and you are just firmly to the belief to Allah, and with all your strength, and you say, this is what Allah wants, and I accept it, alhamdulillah. How is that possible? How is this possible for people? So that's why I think this is the thing that, subhanAllah, how high are these people that so many people converted to Islam? This is the only thing. And also we have statistics for this. We have that Islam is the most fascinating religion, that it grows. And there you can see the truth of Islam. There you see that Allah, that Islam is the truth.
Thank you so much for your time, sister. It was such a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you so much for having me. I really had a really beautiful time with you. And may Allah really reward you for this also, what you are doing, also to spread the words of Islam and to share all these beautiful stories. May Allah reward you for this.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.